Good morning, folks. Pilgrim Chris. Today, 4th of May 2012, I'm taking a day of quiet reflection. Yesterday proved to be quite an emotional day for me. I recorded an audio boo that opened up some memories for me. And memories are wonderful, but some memories we keep locked away, and because they're quite painful. Painful because we can't understand the emotion. We just feel it. Sometimes there isn't an answer to why certain things happen. As a man of faith, I have the tools to help me understand the impossible, if you like, or at least to accept it. And I do accept the impossible. But as a human with an inquiring mind, I try and look into those impossibilities. But often they overwhelm me, and I just lock them away. And yesterday, certain things were opened up again, and I quickly locked them down. I had to carry on with the rest of the day. I couldn't afford the luxury of self-reflection. I couldn't take that time. But today I can. And I've had some wonderful responses, personal and private, to my boo yesterday. And I thank you all for that. You know who you are. I thank you all. And it really does help. What it also does is makes me want to take a time out of, if you like, self-indulgence. Not in a negative way, just to take the time today to have some quiet time on my own and just explore certain memories, explore certain feelings. For someone like me, this is quite difficult to do because I am a tactile person. That may be hard for some people to appreciate, but I am. But at the same time, I try to keep certain things away from everyone else. Try to keep them away from myself. So today, I'm going to let myself go for a while. I want to do this, really. I don't do it often enough. So I'm going to be quiet today. I'm going to finish my work this morning. Come home, make myself a cup of coffee, have a bath, and then either sit down or go to bed for a while and just let things happen. Recall certain events that I don't recall very often. Not to explain them, not to try and reason with them, just to experience them. I think sometimes we can all have emotions, memories, thoughts, feelings that we compartmentalise. In fact, we need to do this because we wouldn't be able to function otherwise. As some of you will know from an earlier boo of mine, I'm not a great believer in counselling per se, not in the formalised structure as we know it. I'm probably very much aware that counselling can also be a good thing. In fact, it is a good thing for many people. Yet it's something I still shy away from. trying to come to terms with the memories that were inspired yesterday, that surfaced yesterday. Trying to come to terms with how that has made me who I am today. Or at least the contradiction within myself of wanting, feeling that I can be a warm and generous and kind and loving person with this frustration, anger, if you like, inside me, caused by feelings I can't interpret, feelings I can't resolve and rationalise. And so I'm going to just allow things to wash over me for a while today. I shall allow myself to cry today. Some people might understand that to allow yourself to cry can be a very difficult thing to do. But here in my home, on my own, with my two cats, I might let myself do that. Sometimes I think I need to let myself do that. And it's not because I'm sad. It's not because I'm depressed or unhappy. But things affect us. Things are there to be experienced. We welcome happiness, we welcome our smiles, we welcome the feeling of goodwill, and we seek that all the time. Sometimes we just try and find a balance in life, a steady level field of existence. Not too many highs and not too many lows, peaks and troughs. But sometimes to experience the sadness of pain is a way of letting it go again, a way of then being able to put it back in its safe place, knowing that it's been addressed for a while at least. Not answered, not understood. Like a release valve, taking some of the pressure off, releasing some of the steam until it boils up again, and we do the same thing again. This is how I see it at the moment. And these past few boos have become quite personal. I'm not trying to rationalise or understand why I'm doing this at the moment. I just know that I'm doing it. I also know that I have some very generous, warm-hearted people who will listen to me. And people such as Nick Holloway Vox, who I know listens to all my boos, as he indeed listens to all of his followers' boos. There's a comfort there, a comfort knowing that there is somebody listening who is really listening. And although there is no answer, although there is no resolution, it doesn't have to be. People like Paul O'Mahony, who also listen, teach me an awful lot, and give me the courage to open myself up a little bit more. And I think I'm getting a certain amount of counselling from this. It's quite an interesting forum, it's quite an interesting medium to use. Although I'm not using it with an agenda like that at all. It's a moment in time, It's an organic flowing of what's happening. And why not let it happen? Why not let it happen? I talk about opening up trust. That's part of it. Anyway, I'm going to go and finish. I'm going to enjoy my day. I hope you all enjoy your day too, whatever it is you're doing. Thanks for listening. Be happy. And if applicable to you, may God bless you.